Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out, and thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Mr. Humble, that's what they call me around here. Very excited about having our good friend Stein Hendricks back on the show. Stein is he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years, and it's hard to see. He's got so many different things going on right now. He's a partner and chief marketing officer at Chief Outsiders. He's a CEO of Mighty Call. He's a VP of marketing at Group Health. He's helping a lot of startups get their feet under them and get off the ground, and a whole other entity that he's launching to help people do a better job with their marketing content. But we're glad he knows us and will spend time with us, because he's always got a lot of good stuff to share with us and to teach us. Stein Hendricks, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I know that you've got on your mind, though, are some of the things that when we head off into the new year that we don't take with us, that we jettison some stuff. Give us an example.
Well, you know, I always think about New Year's resolutions more as what do you focus on and what do you stop doing. So I made a list for myself this year that's really not that different from what I've done in a few years back, but I haven't been good at all of them, and there's always things you can keep getting better at.
Right.
And for me, it's about focus. I don't want to call myself a Renaissance man. That would be a little too much, but I do have a hard time focusing. What you just talked about, Jim, I have so many things that I'd like to do and I enjoy doing.
Right.
And you got to balance that with also finishing things, right? Doing things really well. So that, for me, is always a good thing to reflect on.
How do you do that? Do you look around and say, okay, I've got a lot of stuff going on, and it makes me happy to do that, but am I actually moving them down, any of them down the road well enough? Is that a way to check yourself, check your position?
Yeah, I think it's not about doing less for the sake of doing less, but if you are able to really hold yourself accountable, that everything you do will have an impact at some point, I think that's for me is a good filter.
Right.
And then I think it's also, it's fine to allow yourself to do multiple things. I think people are happy because when they do three things, they learn something new. They really do something that if they don't show up, it doesn't happen. So you're critical for it to happen. And the third thing is that you leave something meaningful behind. As long as you're learning and you're doing it because nobody else will, and you leave something meaningful behind, you leave some form of a legacy, even small, I think all those things are okay to be focused on. And if you then have a longer list, that's okay. But as long as you're right, you're moving the needle, as long as you really be able to make an impact.
Well, when you're focusing on the core, your core competency, the main things you got to do to keep your business open, to keep customers happy, to grow your business, you know, and you want to, and you'd like to unfocus a little bit, maybe to add a new discipline, to maybe, as you've indicated, as I know you do a lot of, help other people out. You just have to make sure that you don't get seduced, right, into something that even though it would be nice to do and good to do, you can't be seduced into something that could cause you not to survive, not to succeed.
Yeah, I know you're right. A tool that I've often used and I still recommend is something you know probably well, the late Zig Ziglar. His thinking about goal setting will never get old. And so that's a good way to not just write down a list of things for the next year, but hold yourself accountable to those. Are those really important for you, or are you just writing those for someone else? And once you do that well, that suddenly becomes actually much easier to hold yourself to them as well. That to really change the impact that you make.
One of my Brain Trust members this week talked about SMART goals, And SMART was an acronym, strategic, measurable, what's another one? In other words, he was saying, if you make a goal, make sure that, that it comes with the elements of accountability with it. What do you think?
Yeah, SMART goals are absolutely, it's a great framework, right? Specific, measurable. You agree basically on what they are with others, so you're aligned.
Right.
And then the results oriented, and they have a time factor.
That's
right?
It.
And
that's
the
it.
Way
yeah.
Zig Ziglar does it is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes it harder for you to not hold yourself accountable.
Right.
If you
write very good really stuff well. From our good friend Stein Hendrix, ladies and gentlemen. Stein, you want to give us a website?
Yeah, it's still same website, steveoutsider.com Stein Hendrix.
All right.
There's a new product I'd love to for people to check out as well.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Stein Hendrix, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.